On the Azure portal, navigate to Virtual Machines. Click on the Monitor System, then click on Diagnostic Settings, and click on Enable Guest Level Monitoring. When the process completes, and this will take a minute or two, we just forward it through that, click on Agent. Now, here you will see a storage account name. Make a note of this storage account, because we will need it in a later step. On the Azure Log Integration System, we will want to confirm that we have connectivity to this storage account. So in order to do that, we will launch Microsoft Azure Storage Explorer. In my case, I can successfully connect to the storage account, and you can see there's a Windows event log table. Close the Storage Explorer, and on the Azure portal, go to Storage Account and choose the storage account we viewed earlier. Click on Access Keys and copy one of the keys to your clipboard. Switch to the PowerShell window and type CMD. Now type the command as shown on the screen. This command just asks a source for Azure Log Integration to take the Windows Azure diagnostics of the monitor system and put them in the forwarded events event log on the Azure Log Integration computer. So this command you can see in the article, but it includes a friendly name that you can use to identify the source and the storage account name and the storage account key. The command also gives no feedback. This is normal. It just takes a minute, and we'll have a way of verifying that everything worked. So once this comes back, we'll launch the Event Viewer, expand Windows Logs, and click on Forwarded Events. This could take a minute for the forwarded events to show up. In my case, it was pretty much instant. I just had to hit refresh. This completes this last step.